Kum lernen a blat gemara. We're up to daf nun ches amar alam sech de brachas. We're about six lines from the top. We're learning about different brachas. Is amar avam nun. Avam nun said haroye echlusa yisrael. If somebody sees a large multitude of yidden, the lady gemara says we're talking about 600,000 in one place. Oimer you say so daf yemi you think 93,000 to make it. Oimer you say baruch chacham harazim. You say the full and with the Eibush's name and everything else, Chacham Harazim, because every person has things differently, and the Eibush didn't know everyone's secrets. If you see a whole group of goyim, Oimer, you say, Boisha Imchem, you're shaming your mother. Tell Rabbi learned. If you see a whole group of Yidin, Oimer, you say, Baruch Chacham Harazim, She'ein Daitim, Doim Azelzeb, Nun Chesam Alf. We are on the last narrow line. She'ein Daitim, Doim Azelzeb, because they all think differently from each other, but ain't part Sufein, Doim Azelzeb, and they don't look like each other. I'm not sure exactly what the relevance of Ein Parts for Vein Doim is. The whole idea is that David knows what everybody is thinking. The Ikazach is the DSM. Or Shein Daitum Doim is. I'm not sure what the. If we look at, and therefore what? What does it have to do with what's going on in our mind, how we think? Ben Zoymer was standing on top of the the Temple Mount. And he saw the people saying, the Mizraim was a big Talmud Chacham, Omar Baruch Chacham Orozim, but they made another bracha. U Baruch Shebaruch Kol Eilu Sham Sheini, they're all here to serve me. What do you mean? How much toil did Adam Rishon have to expend in order to eat something? Chaylish, you had to first of all plow. Zorei, you had to then plant. Vikotzen, you had to harvest. Omer, they had to gather. Vidosh, you had to thresh. Vizorei, you had to winnow. Ubirin, you had to separate the chaff from the good. Vitochen, and they ground. Vihikin, and you had to put through a sieve. Vilosh, and he kneaded. Vilofa, and he baked. Vachikachoch, only afterwards did he eat. Ani, I, Ashkim. I just walk into the bakery and it's all there. We can make the same brachos as well. What the effort did he have to expend in order to wear clothes? Gozer, he had to share the wool, the leaven, he had to clean it, enough, he had to then separate them, you know, the hairs, they're no good, the dirt, vitovi, he had to then spin it, varding, and weave it. Only afterwards can he wear clothing. I wake up, I go into the store, and Moitzi Kol Elim. Kolumas, all the nations, or Kolumnias, all the trades, Sheikh to the boys, the Pesbik, always come to my house, man. Nimashkim, I'm waiting, Kol Eilu Lefon, and I wake up, they're all there agreeing with me. Life is good. So mainly he made the second bracha, that bought a Kol Eilu Lisham Sheini. This bracha is not found in Halacha. Hu Hayoim, he said, Oireach Toif, if you have a good neighbor, Mahu Oim, what does he say? Kama Tirchas Tor Balabai, what a wonderful host. How much meat did it bring for me? How much wine? How many biscuits or loaves did it bring for me? Did it all for me? What a beautiful host this person is. Even though we had the Gemara about Metzia, if you remember Neil Metzia, they said the three things that Tam Chacham should lie, and you should not say that the host is very good, because then you're only doing inviting all the poor people to come in and take advantage of the kindness of the host. That's talking about when you're propagating in public, but for Hessian. But privately, you're telling your own personal friends privately, then it's nice to give a compliment. Aval oireach ramau, a selfish guest, what does he say? He did anything for me. All I had was one loaf of bread, one piece of food, one cup of wine, and all the hard work he did. He only cared about his family. I was just a fifth leg to the table. When it comes to regarding a good guest, what does the pasuk say? Zechoyr, you should remember him. Ki tashgi polai, because your effort went well. Asher, show you anoshim, that people will sing you good songs. Alarech raksi, but what does it say regarding a bad guest? Lochein yireu anoshim, that people will see him and he's no good. Ish bimei shobim, he's talking about anoshim. It says that Yishai, that was father, and he had eight sons, and it says, Vayish, b'mei shol zokin bo banoshim, that he came amongst people. What does that mean? Amar Rabbi Tehman Rabbi Zvidi, Tehman Rabbi Yishai, Yishai, we're talking about referring to Yishai, Avi Dovi, the father of Dovi, to Yotze b'chloisa, he went, whenever he went, anywhere. He had a whole entourage, v'nichet b'chloisa, he came back with a whole entourage. V'dorash b'chloisa, and he would dashin with an entourage as well. Amar Ozadullah, in Akatina, we have a rule, Ain oichloisa be bubble. I don't care how many people you gather together, there's no oichloisa in bubble. There's no oichloisa in bubble. a whole multitude of people. The Gemara says, what's an achleis? A ton of ain't achleis, a chutzl mishish and ribuy. Can't have less than 600,000 people. But above the chutzlars, even if you have 600,000 people, it's not something to be delightful. Based on what we learned yesterday, Lashi, it's not a great thing to live in chutzlars. Let me get on with the bracha. You know, you take a bracha, chacham orazim.
He's saying he went with an achleis.
That's an Etzisol, that's Yishai.
So oh, no. Go around the 600?
I don't know if he means over there. He just started saying that he was very choshviyid. He had a whole, you know, group of people with him. Tarmen Galen, Haroye Chachmi Yisrael, if you see a wise yid, Oime, you say, Baruch Shecholak Mechachmasi L'Rev. That the Eishah gave from his Chachmi L'Rev, which is Cholak. Because the Neshama is a Chayi Kekal Mal Mamish, we're part of Hashem, so as if he gave us a part. Abe Chachmi Oiv Gechavim, but if it's a wise man amongst Goyim, Oime, you say, Baruch Shenosan Mechachmasi L'Rev. He gave away. In other words, by Goyim, we don't say they're part of Hashem. So Abisha gave him from his Chachma. And the Prima Gaon already says, we're not talking about a theologian. It has to be from the Zayin Chachma, you know, the seven, you know, math and sciences, but not if he knows his religion. That doesn't count. Haroi Malki, so if he's a Jewish king, Oime, you say, Baruch Shecholak Mekvoidarev. Again, say Cholak, because we are all part of the Abisha. Malki, Oime, say, a Goyisha king, Oime, you say, Baruch Shenosan Mekvoidarev. You say, Goyisha king, you say, Nosan. Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon said, "La'olam yishtadlu." We already had it before the vitesse. La'olam yishtadlu. Adam, a person should make endeavor lorus likas malchi Yisrael to go and greet the Jewish king. The lo'olam likas malchi Yisrael, but not only Jewish king, elafil likas malchi is called a goyish king. What's the definition of a king? So the Sefer Chassidim says, and it's brought down halacha. The definition of a king is that there's nobody above him that can cancel if he issues an edict that this person should be killed. There's nobody above him that can overturn that. Which basically means you cannot say Shem Malchus on anybody today, whether the President of the United States or whether the Queen of England, because none of them either have the koyach to put in with the death in the first place. But interesting, the President of the United States has the power of clemency. He can pardon somebody, but he cannot issue the death. So everyone says that you have to be able to mete out justice and death, and the Shaila is only if somebody can overturn that. So the Cheder, for President, you shouldn't be Shem Malchus, just say, make the brach out Shem Malchus.
There's nothing today.
Sorry?
There's nothing to know.
No, but try and remember, I think when Prince Charles came here, just before my times, I heard Rona definitely went out and made a bracha. I'm trying to remember if he said Shem Malchus or not. Yossi Jackson, I think, just said for president with Shem Malchus, and he got attacked for it. But he got attacked for all the wrong reasons, politically rather than halachically. If he merits, Yavchin ben Malki Yisrael and Malki Oyvichavim. Why? Because if you'll be Zoiche, when the Sheikh will come, you will appreciate what's made Malchus. Rav Sheshes Sagi Nordhav. Rav Sheshes was blind. Havi Ka'ozli Kuli Amalek Kabuli Api Malka ever went to greet the king. Vikam Ozl Bedayir, he went with them because we're saying it's a mitzvah. And even though a summa is part of a mitzvah like Rabbi Yehuda, but Taisus already says in a number of places, but Rabbanan is definitely chayiv. So he had a mitzvah to go see the king. So, now, interesting story. Rav Sheshes went with them. Ashkari, he found out who's Duke Zuki met him. Omale, he was trying to make fun of him. Chatzbi. So you have all these new fester, all these new barrels. They go where? Lenada. The complete barrels, they go to the river to draw water. Of the Kagani, the broken ones, lie, where are you going? In other words, you can't see. What's the point of going to greet the king? Amalek Shesha says, Tochazi, come with me and see. The Adana Tvei Minach, I, with my blindness, knows better what's happening than you. Okay. Chol of Gunda Kamaisa, the first battalion, whatever came by first, the first group of entourage, Kiko after, there's a lot of noise. Amalek says, that's Zuki. Zuki said, oh, Asamal, the king must be in that chariot over there. Amalek Shesha, no, that's not the king. Chol of Gunda Tinyana, a second group came by. Kiko Afshe, full of noise and the trumpets blaring. Amalei Otsuki, has to cause him Malka, must be in that chariot. Amalei Otsuki, loy, cause him Malka. Chol of Tlisoy, a third group came by. Kiko Shosko, quiet. Amalei Otsuki, now said, Vadai Hashta Osi Malka. Here's where the king is. Amalei Otsuki, how do you know that? That the kingdom below is similar to the king above. How do I know that? And it says in Pasuk, it says we go out to a stand in the mountain for Hashem, and Hashem will pass by. It'll be a big wind, chozak and fierce. Mefarik hori will break mountains and Shabbos and shatter stones, boulders. Lifnei Hashem, before Hashem. But you should know, Lo beruach Hashem, in these strong winds you won't find Hashem. The acher ruach rash, and after the wind will be a terrible noise. Lo beruach Hashem, Hashem will not be found in the terrible noise. The acher rash, and after the tumultuous noise, eish, it'll be a fire. But Lo beruach Hashem, again, the fire is very ferocious. The acher eish, kol demam adaka. Then there'll be a very quiet sound. And that is where the king will be. He also Malka, when the king came, Pasach Rav Sheshes become a baruch. When the king came, Rav Sheshes made a bracha then. Now, even though he couldn't see the king, Rav Sheshes made a bracha, not to the king, but he made a stam bracha, which we learn out from here in Halacha, that if you see a king on a boat, even though you cannot see personally the king, but you see an entourage, you see a group of people, and you know that it's a king, you can make a bracha, because Rav Sheshes made a bracha over here. And Zemachlek is actually what he said, Sherem Malchus not. He can't even see the king. So what was the sof of this zduki? Some say that they came over to him and they gouged his eyes out. The ikadamni, even though normally kachlina means they painted over here, it means they gouged. The ikadamni, Rav Sheshes nasan ein of boy v'nasa gaushal atzomis. Rav Sheshes gave a look, you know, one of these looks of chacham that you keep away from. And he turned into a pile of bones. The Mashal says that a nes happened that suddenly, that, how can he look? He's blind. That Rav Sheshes became, he can see again. His eyes suddenly were able to see. That's what he used it for. And he used it for to kill the guy, and then he went back blind again. Maybe the Ebershter said to him, you can use your eyes now, that's what I can use it for. You're not worth it. Or, then he said, maybe it's just a euphemism. It doesn't mean literally that he became a pile of bones. It means, just like a Roshoyim, B'chayim, Nikrayim, Mason, that even though they have skin and everything else, this guy is like a pack of bones. No, as if he's dead, even though he didn't die physically, but he's B'chayim, Nikrayim, Mason, as if he's dead. Rav Sheila, Nogdi, Lahu Gavra, Rav Sheila once gave Schmitz, once gave Malkus to this person, the Baal Mitzis, that he had a relation with an Egyptian woman, and he called him in, and he gave him Malkus. This was in Chutz Laretz. Ozal Ochabe Kutzer Bemalka. He went, and he informed on Rav Sheila to the king, that this guy here is Mach Geschäften over here. He's running a Bezdin. Omar, and he said to the king, Ika Chag Gavra B'Yudra, he's a Jew about there, the Kodai and Din, the Beloy Hormon of the Malka. He has a court, has Sharia law over here, Lahavdil, and without permission from the king, which is illegal. Shadarale Plistikas, he sent over there a group of soldiers to fetch him. Ki also, when he brought him here, Omrale, Matama Nagatilai, why in the world do you give him Malkus? Omlu, he said, Habo al Chamarta, because he had relations with the donkey. The Baal Chamarta, he had relations with the donkey. Now, how is that an answer? But the fact is, you gave him Malkus. So what he was trying to say was, he had relations with the donkey, so in your laws, bestiality, Yechayiv Misa, and I didn't carry out your laws, so it's not called a Bezdin. A Bezdin is only if I carry out the laws, but I didn't. I just gave him Malkus. He got away with nothing. So therefore, don't try me for having my own court. Amalei, so the king said, Is l'cha sa'adi, you have witnesses? And on Goy Shalom, he needs one witness. So maybe just in general. Amalei, yes. Ose Leo, Leonovi came along. He appeared as a human being. But asked, and he testified, yes, this guy here committed bestiality. Amalei, so the king said, Hochi, Baktolu, he was to be killed. Amalahu, so why didn't you kill him? So the king now was like, as if giving him permission. I give him such a guy, he can kill him. Oh, he said to him, you know why we didn't kill him? Anan, me yoyma de galina ma'arin, less than a shusel and mikla. We don't have permission. Once we went to exile, we're not permission to kill anymore. Atan might be eaten, avid be, you know, till you guys do whatever you want to do with him. Adam mind the bedina. While they were looking at what they should do with him, Pasuk Rav Sheila Amar, he said the following Pasuk, as if the Ebesh was helping him out of it. Look, one that's already happened. L'cha Hashem Hagdula V'Hagvura. The Ebesh helped me out, his greatness and his strength. Amrilei, the rabbi turned, he was murmuring. He said, my Amrilei, what are you saying? Amrilei, he said, Hachi Ka'amin, this is what I meant to say. Baruch Rachmona, blessed the Ebesh, the Yoy Malchus, the Ba'arik, the Malchus, that the kingdom of above is just like over here, down here, just like above. What do you mean? The Yav Elochu Shultan Neverach Medina. The Abisha gave you guys the right to make rules, but also have compassion in your law, because he didn't really want the guy to get killed, because the Avedi did boil mitzvahs, doesn't deserve to get killed. It's a lav, you get Malkus. That's all he deserves. He didn't want that he should be the cause for this guy to be killed. Amru. So the king, the government said, Chaviva Le Yikar De Malchus Gulai. You have so much respect for our laws, Gvaldik. Yavale Kufa, that not only they said before you could have should have killed him, they gave him a stick, and Amalei, don't you know, you go ahead, you do whatever you have to do. We give you permission and you're good. He have enough, but he didn't want to hit him either. After they walked out, he didn't want to hurt him or anything else. Amalahu Gavra, so that person who the accused, Ovid turned around to Rav Shaila and he couldn't let go. He said, Ovid Rachman and Nitzel Lashakra, a miracle happened there for naught. You know, I'm Isa the donkey. You know that I didn't have commit bestiality. And there was Mayanessa, you should be saved. Hochi Amrele, Russia. So he said back to him, it's not a sheker. Russia, Lav Chamri Ikru. The Mitzrim are not called donkeys. It says in Pasuk that Abishai was reprimanding the Eden for their behavior. Asher b'sar chamoidim sodom, that their flesh is their flesh is like donkeys. Vizir masusim zemosim, and therefore it was correct. It's a good analogy. The Torah uses analogy. The Tanakh uses analogy of a chamoy. So I said the right thing. Chazia said. So then he saw that this guy, this impetus, was impetuous, went and nationalized Russia. He was now going to tell the government what just happened. This conversation. Maybe record it on his phone or something, and he's going to go and tell the government. And he said, you know what? He just called all of you guys, all the goyim, donkeys. Almost. And now he said, before, I didn't want to give a petch. Now that you're going to be a mossad, high reidifu, you're about, because they find out I said that, I'll probably get killed. Somebody that's about to kill you, kill him first, defend yourself. He took the stick that the government gave him and he beat him until he killed him. I remember when I grew up in New York, I went to the Lubav Yeshiva in Bedford and Dean, and it was Bedford Stuyvesant, so we started having a lot of issues there with the locals, with the local goyim, and there used to be practically fights every day. And one day there was a massive fight, a ball fell in the streets and they stole it, whatever. A big massive fight happened, and a number of bachrim got hurt, and a number of the goyim got hurt as well. And they all ended up in the hospital. So our principal went called the bachrim when they came back from the doctors, whatever it is, and he just threw them all out of the yeshiva, suspended them all for antagonizing the goyim. And he, in those days, when I was a kid, he used to go every month to the Rebbe and give him a duch, a diary of everything of what happened in the yeshiva and individual kids as well. And he told the Rebbe what he did, how proud he was. So he told us that the Rebbe gave a patch on the table. And he says, a din in the Torah habola harga chashkim lahargoy, and you suspended them, you should give them all awards for standing up for Yidden and Yiddishkeit. Habola harga chashkim lahargoy. Of course, he took them back. And they got awards. Okay. He said, Hoyu v'sabla nisim ha'kroh, since I got, and this happened with this very possible Hashem, that shin l'cha attack a dash from the posik. The Hashem ha'gdullah is a ma'isha b'rek dullah, referring to greatness, ma'isha b'reishis, creation. Chen yoy ma'isha g'doylis, anicheike, which we find the word g'doylis. Like vura, the strength, it's in the sign of ya'isoy, g'doylis, which is strength. Ati feda zuchamu, levonu, sham lo Yeshua, that stood for Yeshua, shnema, v'yidam ha'shemesh, v'rei choma, that the sun and the moon stop. V'netzach, and victory is umapalosa, shereime, the downfall of Rome. It says in Pasuk, and it'll be sprinkled their victory on the close. And that's a story we learned before about what happened there with Esvahovid, those two people, Hashem, Esvahovid, those two Mitzrayim, that were the lepers that were the end of the colony, and they saw what happened to all the Moirim, crushed. You try to wipe out the Eden. It says, that from the heaven the stars came fighting. That's why is Hashem related to Amalek? Because the pasuk here, right? Yod al koska. Because the Abish's hand is incomplete. Now Kaiska, and until this war on Amalek is referring to him. It's not going. That's going to It says, Hinini. Elecha goig nasi roish. He is a leader. Mashach v'tuvah. L'chol roish. Omar Avchana. What do you mean l'chol roish? So the pasuk says Omar Avchana Rabba Meichin. Afilu reish gargisa. Even the head of the irrigation, the one who decides where the water goes. First of all, either the one who decides where they should dig reservoirs or wells to get water, or the one who decides each field how much irrigation they should have. Any position of leadership means Shamayim Monolei. It's all from Shamayim. The Mastit Lamish Rabbi Kiva, Lachashem Dulu Zukris Yamsuf, he said greatness is Kris Yamsuf, Agvuras and Makas Bechidus, Batif Ures and Matan Tayyid, Vanetsu Shalayim, Hoyd Beis Amigdash. It's nothing to do with creation of the world and all that. All to do with Yidden. Torah Mami learned a few halachas now. Haroye Bata Yisrael be Yeshuva. And if you see Jewish homes, while they're established, Oymer, you say, Boru Matzevul Almona, that you set up again the board, the boundaries of the city, because remember Yishlaim was like Almona. We say in Eicha. So you set it up. So according to many, it's only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz La'aretz. Only very large houses. Rashi says, Yishuv Bayisheni. So some of the Shoinim say this, the bracha is only made during the second base of English, not today. Others say, Rashi says, Kegoin Bayisheni, which means even today the Eden are settled. Others say it's a Chutz La'aretz as well as Eretz Yisrael. The Pearl Halach is, we say that even Eretz Yisrael we don't say, because we follow the opinion that says it's talking about shuls, not just houses, but shuls. And if it's shuls, Eliyahu Rabba says, Bein Eretz Yisrael b'Chutz La'aretz. If you see a nice shul, a really nice shul, you should make the bracha. Okay. Bati a goyish house or a goyish church, according to those opinions, be yeshuvan if there's established. I may say, base gayim nisach Hashem, that these holy houses should be destroyed by Hashem. Bechur banan, if they're destroyed, I may say, oh, the church is kelim nekomers Hashem, kelim nekomers efiyah. They once traveled in, they once went by the house of Rav Chana bar Chanelai. He's a big time chacham. He's a very wealthy man and extremely generous. He gave a good krechts, a sigh. My comments, Nechas Ula said to him, why are you krechting? Rav had a famous saying. He says, Anoche shoveres chatzi gufa shaladim, that a krechts, a sigh, can actually break a person. Shenemrat says, "Va'ata ben Adam he'ona b'shivrim esnaim, that you, the person, gave a krecht and you broke your loins." Rabbi Yechon Ma'av called gufish alod, not just your loin, but the entire person breaks down. In other words, if it's like you're depressed and it breaks you down. Shenemrat, because it says in Pasuk, "V'hoya ki yomru alecha," they'll tell you, "Amata nenech, why are you krechting?" And your martyr will say, "El Shmua ki bo, I heard this news. The namas kol lev, and the entire heart melted. In other words, the entire body fell apart." Amle heichil as. What do you mean? You don't want me to say? A house that had 60 bakers during the day. 60 bakers at night. So they constantly kept on baking for any needy person who needed food. He never took his hand away from his wallet. He thought, Dilma Osi Oni Bar Tavim. A poor man, a good man will come to me. By the time I put my, if he asks me for help and I have to put my hand in my wallet, Kamachsif, I'm embarrassing him. He has to wait by my door and wait for me to give him money. So this way, my hand is always on my wallet. As soon as the poor man comes, I can immediately give him money. Vesu, and furthermore, havi psichile arba bobi la arba duchasa d'alma. He had four doors on all four sides of the world. Vechol havi ayu kofin. Anybody enters the house hungry, nafik yisava, walked out full. Vehavi shodi lechiti v'sodi b'shnei b'tzedis avroi. And in the hunger years, he took his wheat and his barley and he threw them outside, so they didn't have to come to his house to beg. It was all outside, available for everybody. Chol man dechsifa milzul lemishkul b'yimama, and by leaving it outside, anybody who's embarrassed to show that he's ran out of money, even though he might be acid rich, but they're destitute, then they're embarrassed to go during the day to take. Come at night in the pitch dark when nobody can see, and they would take us all out there. And now, the entire house collapsed. It's a tell. I shouldn't correct such a good man. It's such good. And a Talmud Chacham. And now it's gone. He said back to him, Rabbi Yechon said, there's a gzeide that tzaddikim should never have such a great life. And no matter how good they are, the houses can be destroyed. Shenema, but it says in Pasuk, in the ears of Hashem, if the numerous houses will not be destroyed, there'll be big ones and nobody living there. Later on in life, they will come back and be resettled. Shemrit says, "Shilamalus David, Habaychim Hashem. Those who rely on Hashem, Kehartzia, they'll be like just like Hartzia. Mahartzia will come to Yerushalayim. Osi Lagodesh Baruch Hu Lahachzir Li Yeshuvan. Yerushalayim once again will be filled with laughter and gaiety, and elders and children all playing around. Abatein Shal Tzadikim come to the house of Tzadikim. Osi Lagodesh Baruch Hu Lahachzir Li Yeshuvan will come back." Chazid Lemeshedai, so that didn't help. Abchizah, you know, said, "This is all fluff. I feel terrible for this family. Chana Mar Chanelai, he was such a good man, such a Baal Zdokah, and what happened? Garnished. Amalek, then he said to him, Dayo le'evet sheheke rabbe. Why should he be better off than the Eibishter himself? The Eibishter lost his beautiful home, the Beis HaMikdash. So why should he be better? And that calmed him down. Tell him we learned. Haraya kivrei Yisrael, if you see a Jewish grave, Oymer, you say, Baruch Hashem Yotzar Eschem Badin, that the Eibishter did just, V'zon Eschem Badin, and he took care of you, just, V'chalkal Eschem Badin, and he treated you, and he fed you, just, V'osel Eschem Badin, and you passed away just in time, V'osel Akim Chadin, and Mashiach will come, you'll come back to his amazing. Machlek is Rishonim, but you say this Baruch only there's a multitude of graves, or even just by a single grave. Mad.
After, if you haven't been here for 30 days, or the cemetery, it doesn't say about one grave or many graves.
Because there are more than one grave in the cemetery. It's a cemetery. Mar brei de ravina, mar zon ravina, misayim bo, mar shvei de rav Nachman. The yodeya misper kulchem. And he also added on, the Eberstein knows the cheshman of everyone that's here. And he will make you, bring you back, resurrect you, and give you life. That's if you say Yiddish grave. And in Sezon Shechonara, based on this, it says that that's the mucker of the minig, that we take a rock, a pebble, or grass, and we put it by the matzeva to show the mace, that we give him covered, that we were here to be mechabed you. Just like we make the bracha, then bracha is also covered hames, not just to the Eibush to thank him by the mace as well. So we're here, we care about you, we still love you, and we still, you know, respect you. And that's why you put a rock or a grass. So it's interesting, not in your day, in Hichas Avelis, but here in Hichas Brachas. Anyway, Kivre in the Shar Tshuva. Kivre Evi Chavim, Agoye Shekever, Oime Yisei, in the Pasuk over there, by Agoye Shekever, same Pasuk we've been saying all along, that Boishe Imchem, that your mother's embarrassed. I mean, just imagine going to Lindsay Gemara. So we don't say anything. We have to say something. Amjum Levi. Haroye es chaveiroi la'acha shloishim yoyim. If you didn't see your friend for 30 days, oima you say, boro shechiyonu. V'kimonu v'giyonu l'zman hazeh. La'acha yud beis chodesh. And it says in halacha, only if it's a very close friend that you are fond of, or your wife and your sisters, you know, your family, your parents, your children. Something that you naturally really love. La'acha yud beis chodesh. If you didn't see somebody 12 months, why Baruch Mechayim? What a weird bracha. So Rosh Hashanah is a beautiful pshat. A pretty morbid pshat. But he says, every Rosh Hashanah, every person's like me, b'chay, you know, see me b'eish, me b'mayim, and you know, who's going to live me, yomus, me yichir. So if I didn't see you for 12 months, that means I didn't see you through Rosh Hashanah. And I see after Rosh Hashanah, say, you made it from the living. The Eibishter didn't take you away from us. So Baruch Mechayim HaMeisim. So because every Rosh Hashanah, everybody's lives are on the line. Interesting, in the Rishayim it talks about if you have a pen pal and we never saw each other, and then you meet each other, whether you make a mechaya meisim or not, because you never saw, but you're a pen pal. What's the name of a pen pal? Yeah, Omar Rav says, "Ain't I message with Levelach Shachar Chodesh?" That that's why, you know, 12 months of Avelis, because after, and you're not allowed to do much more than that, because then it shows you're pushing it. That a person forgets after 12 months. That's what the Chassam Sofer says. We read Parsha Zocher once a year, because after the Chodesh, because 12 months is when you forget. That's what you have to remember every 12 months. So you ask the question, "What about Ibiyor?" It's 13 months, so that's when you yaitze with Parshas Kiseitze. At the end over there, you yaitze by saying Parshas, you know, so twice a year, because two different times of the year. Shenemar, it says, is Mishkachti Kemeis Melev. I was forgotten like a mace from people's hearts. Hayisi Kichla Eved. I was like a lost Keli. So what's that to do with anything? Because the laws are in Hela Metzias are that if you lose something and 12 months go by, three Yom Tevin went up and I announced to the whole world, had a simon, I announced who lost this item, and 3 months go by, and three Yom Tevin go by, and nobody claims it, I can keep it because the guy was definitely Miyayish. And if, let's say, the day after Sukkot I found it, three Yom Tevin makes it exactly a year. Is that right? In a year, you forget everything. So that's the right, and we keep comparing it. Nishkachti kemeis, just like a mace. That means a mace you forget after 12 months. There's a famous word from the Rupshitzer. He says, when a guy is, if you have a cousin that's poor, nobody wants to know him. As soon as he makes $1 million, everybody says, "Oh yeah, I'm your fourth cousin, your third cousin. Don't you remember? I once gave you a bottle of milk." So he says it. Nishkachti mace malev. Everybody forgot about me. I'm a nobody. But hayisi, suddenly I became a somebody. I made some money. Ki chli oivin merais menav shtiker. I'm a lost keli. Everybody wants me. Everybody claims that they know me. Oh, my papa, Rabbi Yeshua, we were two close friends we had before yesterday. They both came to Shishivas. Have caused Liba Urukh, they were traveling the road. Pogi, Rabbi Rabbi Chanim, they once met Rabbi Chanim, Barika. This is a sad Gemara. And you see that the Gemara says that he's Chachamim, got to be very careful, Chachamim, because Shechasan and Shechashul, they bite him, and they bite. You watch this. So they met Rabbi Chanim, Barika. omlay, so they both said, Papa Rav Huna said to Rav Chanina bar Ikka, Bahadi the Chazinach Berich Lach. Tarti, now that we see you, we got to make two brachas. Baruch HaShecholog Mechamos Adereh. First of all, the Eib Shigit, you're a very wise person, so he gave you Chachma. And second, Shechayon, we haven't seen you for a while. Amalahu, he said, Anonami, me too. Kivun de Chaziz Chinu, since I see you, Chaz Betinchu Alaya Kishirim Mishra, but I think that you guys are so smart. You're like 600,000 Eden, because what's the mile of 600,000 Eden? Because each one thinks differently, but you guys are so smart. You can think like 1,000, like 300,000 Eden each. You're brilliant. Uberlichna Leichet Tlosa. I'm going to make three brachas for you guys. Hanach Taji, the same two brachas you made for me, I'll make for you. Ubaru Chachamarazim, Alos Chachamarazim, because you guys are brilliant. Omer, they said to him, you're being so flippant. Hakimat Kulahai, you think you're being so flippant, you're being so smart, whatever you call it in Australia, I don't want to use the next word, is Yavabe Anaya, they gave him a haluk, the shochiv, and he died. They just killed him like that. Can you imagine? I tell you, the first time we did Daf Yomi, years and years ago, a guy took out a book, and every time a Moroim killed somebody, he wrote it down. And after about a year, he stopped, because too many pages. Too many people were killed by a Moroim. What do you deserve to die for?
Today.
Yeah, the other one was not a murder. The other one was a bad guy. He deserved it. This guy was not a murder. Okay. He was too smart. He's cavalier about the whole thing. That's what it was. Omer Jumalevi. Haroy is Havakoni. See a guy with a lot of freckles, but that's not freckles. Freckles, a little. It's not really so much freckles. It's red dots all over the face with a little white streak. Because Bahakoni means lighting. So it's a little white streak connected to them. Oime, you make a bracha, Baruch Hashanah Abriyas, because it's not normal. Unless, as it says in the Rishonim, that if everybody in that city looks the same way, then you don't make a Hashanah Abriyas. Meisel has a question. Rosh, because you saw a Shvartz, it's a Gicher. If you saw a Shvartz, you saw somebody who's very red, there's a Lavkin, or if you saw somebody who's an albino, there's a Kippah, somebody has a massive beer belly, and the rest of him is skinny, so he's sort of stooped over. There's a Nanis and a midget dwarf, es Hadrani Kunis, and somebody who has a crooked mouth. Omer, you say, Baruch Shana Zabrias. As a kitei, we saw somebody limping. Over here, kitei means not limping, but his hands have been chopped off. As a summa, blind person. The as psuye reish, that somehow or another, all the hair on his head is tangled together. Ves a chiger, or a hinkadik, a limping person, or amputee. Ves a mukashchin, afflicted there with boils. Ves havakonim. And this is havakonim, the freckles. Oy me baruch zayin emes. So you don't make him Shana Zabrias. Like kasha. If he's born that way, he may shake Shana Brias. Habasa this Yalid, but after born, he's not Shana Brias. If something happened afterwards, he say dynamis. They can not approve you. Tony, do me the kiteya. You know, you're not born amputee, it happens later on in life. So you don't make Shana Brias, you weren't born differently, you were born like everybody else, but something happened to you, so you make Baruch dynamis. My father told me that when he were in Poking, they were in the DP camp, so the American soldiers came to visit them, and one of the soldiers was a black American. So there's 3,000 or 4,000 Yidin there. They all lined up to make a bracha, Baruch Mashan Abiyas. They've never seen a colored person before. Tell them what we learned. Haraya Peel. If you see an elephant, Koif, a monkey. The Kofuf, we said before, Kofuf was like kind of an owl. Oime, you make a bracha, Baruch Mashan Abiyas. You make a bracha, Baruch Mashan Abiyas. Over here, Rashi says Kofuf is actually a vulture. Now, why would a vulture be Mashan Abiyas? It's just a big bird. What it looks like, about how it behaves. I don't know. Anyway, Rabrias Tevei, and Barashi then says it has cheeks like a person, human. I told you that an owl, his cheeks are vertical. All birds, the cheeks are horizontal. An owl, the cheeks are vertical. So it looks like a person. And they're bird of prey, an owl. And they're dangerous. Barashi says in the thing, Voltir, which is a vulture. So I don't know. Unless vulture and owl are in the same family, I don't know. Tell me what we learned. Haraya, I just said that. Ra Brias Tavis, he saw healthy beings, the lanas and beautiful trees. Aime Baruch Shekachalai Belamai. Blessed is he that he made such nice creations. We had his Navar Zor also about a goy and all that, if you remember. Al Hazikin, what the world is Zikin? My Zikin, what Zikin? Now we're going to learn some things which I don't really know what I'm talking about, but we're going to learn together anyway. This has to do with the stars and the constellations. What are Zikin? Omar Shmuel Sashmuel Kachova the Shavit. This was a star, like a shooting star. That grows across the sky like an arrow or something from place to place. And it's like a long rod. And it looks like the skies open up. Shmuel was an astronomer. I know the roads in the heaven like I know the roads in my back street. I don't know exactly what this is. The Gemedia we know. That this particular shooting star never passed by a section of the sky called the Mazel of Ksil. Never passed that. The Ava Kisko had this shooting star past this particular constellation. Chor of Alma, the world will be destroyed. I very much like Chazin Dover. We see Mifesh does pass by. Zivay Dover. It's only his light that passes by. It looks like he crossed it. Remember, we had Gemara Chagiga that there are seven different heavens. One of them is called Vilan, like a curtain. Vilan in the Kadeya. It's the Vilan that opens up. The Megalgul and Mechz in the Hay of the Rikia. The Vilan opens up, and it looks like you see the sky of the Rikia. It's a star. It's a star that from one side of this particular constellation called Kisle. And v'chazi lechavrei mahagisa, and you can see the stars from all the other side. Umivis, and he gets scared of Mechzi command over, and therefore it looks like it crossed. It's really two different stars, but it looks like one star crossed over to the other side. Shmurami, Shmur asks a question. See, even one passage says Oise Oshi made the different stars Osh, Ksil, and Kima. Ksiv. In another place it says Oise Kima Ksil. The order is reversed. Kima and Ksil. Okay, so how can that be? And we know il mole chamash aksil, the ksil generates heat. If it wouldn't be for the heat, aksil lo yizkayim oilam ipnei tzino shal kima, the world couldn't cope because of the cold, the frost from kima. Vil mole tzino shal kima, had not been for the frost of kima, lo yizkayim oilam le chamash aksil, because of the heat of the kima. But you need them both. Vigimidi il lav oik to the akrova, the mona ben hardino, had it not been for the fact of the form of the scorpion. I don't know if we're talking about the actual constellation scorpion, or we're talking about something else, the star looks like scorpion. Is the tail of the scorpion in Latin? Kol manda havi trikale akra. Anybody who ever get bitten by a scorpion, lavichai, could not survive. This is what the Abishah said to Eov, and he said to him, "Haiskasha madana is kima." You know, did we pull away the kima, or did we open up the ksil? Because you need both. My kima. What exactly is kima? Amar Shmuel kimeya kachavi. Kima from the word kimeya kachavi looks like 100 stars. Some say that they all gathered together, they congregate together. I'm going to and they're scattered. A galaxy. My Osh, what is Osh? Yehuda says, Osh is Yusa, a constellation known as Yusa. My Yusa, I'm the Zon of Tle. This is the tail of the ram. It's one of the constellations. Amilo Reisha de Egla. It's the head of the calf. Okay. When we stop it, the tail of the sheep. It says in Pasik, the Ayish Albanea Tanchim. Ayish and his children will take care. Alma Chosra, something is missing. Umischazia, and it looks like Kitarfa de Tarif, that something is missing. And they close it, it's sealed up from itself. Behind the Osler Basra, the Omrele, he said, Havli Bonai. And why is it following it? Because he's telling today, give me back my children. What do you mean, give me back my children? I'm missing part of Kima. What do you mean? Shibashakash, Borcha, Bikish, Lovi, Mabel, Lovi, Nesha wanted to bring the Mabel to the world. Not Ashnekachav Mekima. He took two stars away from Kima. Out of the 100, he took two away. The heavy Mabel, and this brought down the downpour in the world from Noyach's times. Ukashabikish, Lasasma, when he wanted to seal it back up, not Lashnekachav Mayish. He took two Kachavim from Ayish, and that's why Ayish is saying, Al Bonea Tinochim, he's looking after his children, missing a couple of stars. The Sosman and blocked up that which was taken away from Kima. The Lahed, the Lafari Mother, why take away two stars from Kima and then take two stars from Ayosh? Take the two stars you took away from Kima and bring it back. We have a rule, we hadn't been in the Masechta, Ein Haboy Mismale Mechul Yosei. Now, once you take the sand out and you put it back in, it won't fill the pit. Those two stars are not big enough anymore. You need bigger stars to fill the pit. Or Inami, or we can say, Enketege Nasa Snegir. Those stars caused such offense and they caused the Mabul, they're not going to go back in there and help the world out. The labor late today, why not just create two more stars? Why take away from somebody else's? Ain't called Chodesh Tachas Hashemesh. Once the Abishah created the world, he doesn't want to create anything else. Now we got to work with what we have and make it do. Omer Nachman says, Nachman, Osid HaKodesh Baruch Hu LaHachzid Elon, the Abishah will return it eventually. She never says, Va'ayish Albonea Tanchem, that Ayish will be consoled by his children.